as some of you already know, to try to strip a topic down to the bare bones so that we don't have a lot of nonsense to say about, to try to say something about it. And I've been thinking about that, and I've been praying about it. And let me just tell you what I have come up with. And I'm going to tell you something about teaching that this will be different than you've ever heard. Okay, first, and it'll be probably the most important thing I know about teaching. If I have any experience in teaching, this is the most important thing I could possibly tell you. And this applies directly to you in teaching the gospel, okay? And there's, how do you teach a discussion? You know, what are the, and this is what, this applies directly to you. Now, first, I'm going to represent something. I know something, okay? But that's something I'm going to represent as this star here, okay? The star is something that I know. This is something that I understand, I know, I comprehend. Okay, this is the star. I know this, okay? Now, let me tell you a little bit more about this. This is the same star. This is something that I know. Okay, I love it. I feel passionately about it. In other words, I really am enthused about it. It is precious, this thing. It's precious to me. It's helpful to me. I can't imagine being without it. Being without it. That S with a line over it's without in medicine. Okay. I can't, man. So that tells you a little about this thing I know. I feel strongly about it. I love it. I can't imagine being without it. It's helpful to me. It makes a lot of, okay. Let me tell you one other thing about this. You don't know it. Okay. See, I know it. This is the way I feel about it. And you don't know it. If you knew it, it would be, you would feel the same about it as I do. All of these, if you knew this, I know it. This is the way I feel about it. You don't know it. If you knew it, you would feel the same as I do about it. You'd feel all these things. It would be helpful to you. It'd be uplifting to you. You'd love it. It would be important to you. It'd be precious to you, you see. Because of that, this is the if you knew it. I'm just going to put if you knew it. And then I'll harken you back to those things. Therefore, I yearn for you to know. Please listen to me. Because I'm going to do anything I can to make you know it. Okay? I will do anything I can. To make you know. Know that you're thinking, what is it? This is an unusual thing. Let me just tell you, what I have just said, I think the ability to teach effectively seems to arise less from acquiring a series of skills, verbal skills, teaching skills, techniques. I think the ability to teach effectively arises less from learning a bunch of skills and more from a deeply embedded, a desperate longing to impart something that you cherish to another person who would surely benefit from your cherished possession. If you feel, when you stand up to teach somebody something, and now we're talking, of course, we're in the mission field, we're teaching the gospel. If you feel this way about the gospel, and you'll do anything, then I'll tell you, you will find a way. If you're not frightened and so daunted by the mechanics of it, you will find a way. But see, your responsibility as a teacher is to make them understand. You must do anything you can. You see? So I want you to think of that logical series, okay? And that's what I want you to see. This is the essence of teaching. If you could say, the gospel, what has it done for me? Do I love it? I yearn for them to understand. I will do anything. And if you can put that across as your teaching, if they have the impression that you will do anything to teach them. Now look, I don't care. We talk about watching their eyes, listening to them, all of that. But you just find a way. This is sort of a message to Garcia. If you have this in mind, you will find a way to make them understand. You find the way. You do it in your own way. Don't look at me to tell you how to teach. Don't look at other missionaries to tell you how. You find a way, and by darn, you better make them understand, because it's so important. Do you see what I'm saying? In other words, you will teach in your own way. You will teach by your own technique. But you just make sure that you must find a way for them to understand. Now, this could apply not just to teaching in the mission field, but anytime. Anytime you stand up before a group, I think you should always teach something you feel strongly about. Most important part of your preparation is not to learn the what's, it's to learn the why's and how important is this. And if you can stand up every time you teach and you say, I've got an insight into this that I really feel strongly about. I think it'll help them if I have it. I really do. I'm going to make them understand. And you will become a great teacher. I know that's a little nebulous. I know it's a little theoretical, but I really believe in that. And my whole philosophy is that I don't know how to teach. All I know is that if I have something that I feel strongly about and I want you to teach away, I'm going to browbeat you until you learn. I'm going to find out a way. I'm going to cram it in any way I can. I'm going to find a way into that lid of yours, and I'm going to teach you. That's all I know, you see. And I think born of that, you will learn to be a great teacher. Even here in the mission. And I say that in the name of Jesus Christ.